I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A Sat-7 crew recently got caught up in tribal warfare while working on a documentary in Egypt. The team was run off a remote archaeological site while shooting footage for a documentary called Christian Roots. Sat-7's Hani Fayez says that didn't stop them because the program has an important message for believers. Learn from your history.
When the Christians were united, they could face any kind of problem. They maintained their faith and protected their faith during rough times. Now, we are seeing some conflict between denominations, between leaders, which will really affect the Christian existence in the Middle East.
Next, the International Bible Society's PLM Murty says they just dedicated the Bible in the Awadhi poetic language. It's spoken by 20 million people in northern India. Murty's surprised by the response from scholars. The use of the Bible in schools and media coverage of the dedication is driving demand. Murty is asking for prayer.
Pray for us so that we can produce more number of copies and God would enable us to take His word to reach these 20 million people who read this language. Because that's our burden.
And Life Action Revival Ministries gearing up for the second Institute of Campus Revival and Awakening. The conference is June 20th through the 27th at Yale University. Organizers hope to see campus ministries become more evangelistically fruitful. The New Haven Call, written by participants of the first institute, is used by faculty, students, and Christians in general to mobilize campus communities for another revival on college campuses. Pray for the team as they make preparations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our new website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.